Track 7.
Exam Folder 7. Paper 3. Part 3. Exercise 2. Speaker 2.
I left school and moved to a college to take my final exams. It was the best decision I could have made. At the college, nobody seemed to care about homework, and this really motivated me. I had to plan my work myself. There was no one to make you do it, and no one to check up on what you'd done. I was still dependent on my parents for money, but that was okay. I learned a lot about real life there. Things like getting on with people and organising your time, which has been really useful now I'm working.
Speaker 3.
When I left school, I didn't have a particular career in mind, so I decided to do environmental studies at university, mainly because I'd enjoyed geography at school. I didn't really like the course at university, and I did think about leaving, but instead I changed courses, which was easier than I expected. I think university was useful in that I learnt how to live alone and how to budget, and as I'm an underpaid teacher now, that really helps.
Speaker 4.
I had no difficulty choosing what I was going to do. My parents are both doctors, and ever since I was small, I also wanted to do that. They really encouraged me, and I did well at school and got into a good medical school fairly easily. It was surprisingly tough at medical school, but I had some good friends and we pulled through together. I think the doubts only began to set in when I graduated and got my first job in a hospital. I began to wonder if I'd missed out because I'd been so focused on becoming a doctor. So now I'm doing some voluntary work in Africa, which I'm really enjoying.
Speaker 5.
I decided to take a year off after doing my last year at school. I'd had enough of revising and sitting in a library, so I decided to go off to Australia for 9 months and earn a bit of money. I've got relatives there who put me up when I first arrived and found me a job. It wasn't doing anything particularly interesting, but the great part was that I was getting to know people who were completely different to the ones I'd known back home. I really recommend taking a year out, but you need to have a firm plan or it could end up a waste of time.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
When I started my last year at school, I didn't take it seriously enough. I should have chosen subjects which were useful rather than ones I liked or that sounded easy. By the time the exams came, I'd given up and I did very badly. I knew I'd have to work hard, but I wasn't able to catch up with my friends. Because I failed at science, I can't be a teacher, which is what I really want to do. I'm doing a part-time job in order to make ends meet, and next year I'll be starting evening classes to get better qualifications.
Speaker 2.
I left school and moved to a college to take my final exams. It was the best decision I could have made. At the college, nobody seemed to care about homework, and this really motivated me. I had to plan my work myself. There was no one to make you do it, and no one to check up on what you'd done. I was still dependent on my parents for money, but that was okay. I learned a lot about real life there. Things like getting on with people and organising your time, which has been really useful now I'm working.
Speaker 3.
When I left school, I didn't have a particular career in mind, so I decided to do environmental studies at university, mainly because I'd enjoyed geography at school. I didn't really like the course at university, and I did think about leaving, but instead I changed courses, which was easier than I expected. I think university was useful in that I learnt how to live alone and how to budget, and as I'm an underpaid teacher now, that really helps.
Speaker 4.
I had no difficulty choosing what I was going to do. My parents are both doctors, and ever since I was small, I also wanted to do that. They really encouraged me, and I did well at school and got into a good medical school fairly easily. It was surprisingly tough at medical school, but I had some good friends and we pulled through together. I think the doubts only began to set in when I graduated and got my first job in a hospital. I began to wonder if I'd missed out because I'd been so focused on becoming a doctor. So now I'm doing some voluntary work in Africa, which I'm really enjoying.
Speaker 5.
I decided to take a year off after doing my last year at school. I'd had enough of revising and sitting in a library, so I decided to go off to Australia for 9 months and earn a bit of money. I've got relatives there who put me up when I first arrived and found me a job. It wasn't doing anything particularly interesting, but the great part was that I was getting to know people who were completely different to the ones I'd known back home. I really recommend taking a year out, but you need to have a firm plan or it could end up a waste of time.